To get on.
To be a
BMW started offering some Spanish-speaking classes. And since we continue to bring in Spanish-speaking people, some of them don't quite know much English. I went ahead and signed up for that. So that starts Monday and Wednesday after we come back from work in January.
I have to send you the brand, but they make some earbuds. They're translating earbuds.
I might be piloting something like that, but yeah, I'd like to see them, because I mean it continues to happen. I had one lady, she didn't make it because she got sick, so they put her out and told her to reapply once she in 6 months, but she couldn't hardly speak any English whatsoever.
Different language, but the first 50 or so pages of the book is a very thorough explanation of Spanish grammar and how it works and the structures and things like that that you need to know to be able to speak it. So it's super handy, and then of course it's got 501 verbs that are fully conjugated in all the tenses, and you can start to see patterns and stuff. Spanish isn't that hard, it's just there are a lot more verb tenses that they use, and a lot more verbal moods that they use. So it's a little bit weird to get your head wrapped around it all, but once you see the patterns and everything, it's not too hard at all.
As soon as I pull in the parking lot here, I'll see if I can add it to my Amazon wish list. I do appreciate the recommendation. I've been doing Duolingo for a little over a year now, and I mean, I do okay, but I still wanted more, I guess, foundational stuff. So when I saw the beginner Spanish class pop up, I went ahead and signed up for it.
Looking at going to, a Spanish-speaking country for a visit, and that those earbuds, they were pretty cool. I mean, it did, 20 different languages and, 20 different dialects of Spanish. It was pretty cool.
Pretty neat if it works, But Andrew, the beginning of that book is definitely a lot of foundational stuff. It explains all the different verb tenses and when they're used, and talks about the grammar structure and things like that. So I think you'll find it really helpful.
Definitely appreciate it. And Ken, they might work. I guess the part that you always question is the context, because so much changes in Spanish just with the context or what you're talking about. And Google Translate does okay. We even have a translator for work that doesn't use something. You can use it for more stuff for work where it could be, I'm trying to think of the word, where it's not supposed to get out to the public. So we do that.
Police blue lighted somebody right at the red light.
Swap over to my internal antenna. I gotta hurry up and get this thing off top of the car.
End of the day, Eric.
Have our Monday morning meeting with the team about 8:30. I got my one-on-one with my boss is 8:30. Team meeting at 9. I'll know what's going on this week. Then we just closing up shop, getting ready to take the break for the holidays. My last day in the office this year is Friday. Then I'm off for 2 weeks, and I'm thinking about taking a week off in January, too, just to have a nice, long decompression time. Not too much is going on.
Now you guys was talking about pasta makers last time we talked, so guess what Mama said she'd like to have?
It's on cart. I'm probably going to do the checkout today and have it shipped to me at my house next door, so she'll see the box, but she won't see what's in it. I'm going to make sure. Amazon has that option now you can check a box, and they will put whatever it is inside one of their boxes. Because a lot of times, Amazon will just slap a label on the box that whatever it is comes in. and ship it so you see what it is. But now they have that option where you can check a box and they'll put it in an outer box so nobody can see what it is. And so I'll do that and get it all wrapped up and under the tree pretty soon.
How good they do.
Stuff like that shipped to work. Since I receive all the UPS and FedEx, it works out pretty good. But yeah, she's got that KitchenAid and that, so they got the attachments to hook right onto it.
Trip to the office because don't know if it'll get there by the end of the week, but it probably would. But you know, it often takes a day or two just for something to get through our mailroom because our mailroom is extremely slow. So I'm not gonna take any chances with it.
Pulling in the parking lot, so it's that time for me. So y'all have a good one. Be safe out there this morning, and hopefully I'll at you tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Enjoy the day. KN4TFW.
Have a great day, KTV. I think she'll like the pasta maker for sure. She's been wanting one for a while. And, you know, fresh pasta is definitely way, way, way better than the stuff that comes in a box.
We'll have to see.
And truly fresh pasta, but I think you can probably get some at kind of like the higher-end grocery stores, like maybe Whole Foods or Harris Teeter. They probably do have fresh pasta. They probably don't make it on site, but they probably have something mass-produced that's at least a little closer to being fresh pasta. What's your vacation schedule for the holiday? Are you taking off work any early at all?
I'll be through, and the last day will be the Friday before Christmas, and then I won't come back until the 2nd.
I'm doing that at my shop, but you know, I got my 4th week of vacation this year or last year, I can't remember. Yeah, this year, so I got the extra week, and of course it was so busy this year. You know, we had a couple of workforce reductions in the last year that piled up the work for the rest of us. So we've all been pretty busy this year, and so I didn't get to take my vacation like I wanted to. So I'm going to have to use it all year at the end of the year.
Yeah, I bought an extra week of vacation for this coming year, so that'll give me 4. It's probably a good thing because the daughter ended up being pregnant, so I guess I'll have to go to Kentucky sometime in the summer.
Oh.
Yeah, she'll be 39.
When that would be unheard of for somebody who's 39 years old to try to have a baby, but now it's pretty common.
Not being 58 when they're 18, and that's like, man, that's going to be tough.
Next, when Courtney and I got together, and that was a very short conversation.
Hear you on that one.
I mean, even if we were having our first kid now, like I'm 48, so you know, 58, 66, 66 years old, sending a kid off to college, no thank you.
Been like 3 grandkids over, you know, when they're, you know, just, you know, like 5, 6, and 7 and everything. It's like, man, you're ready for them to go home by the end of the day.
Being a grandparent, right? You only have to borrow them.
And now we got to where, you know, it used to be, it was a package deal. You take all 3 at the same time, and it's like, yeah, I'm not going to do it now. It's just 1 at a time.
I got 2 kids. They're boys, 8 and 14. And they're already a handful, so you know, I don't feel bad at all. You know, we definitely agreed on the decision. It was a very easy decision to make, you know. But yeah, her kids are great, so you know, I don't feel the need to bring any more.
Yeah, I helped raise 5. Only 1 was my own. 2 stepkids from my first wife, and 2 right now from this wife.
Having a lot of fun with it, even though they are a huge pain in the butt a lot of the time. You know, those good moments are definitely worth it.
Right. I know the oldest stepson, he lives up in a suburb of Detroit. He loves it up there. And then the other stepson, he passed away probably about 10 years ago. Did you younger days, he was doing a lot of that partying stuff, and I think they were doing some psychedelic drugs or something, and it made him to where he would have seizures once in a while, and he had a seizure and had a heart attack when he was like, I don't know, early 30s.
Drugs are something that you don't want to mess around with, that's for sure.
Living in Canada at the time, I met and had two young girls, so one of them's up in Canada still with her mom, and the other one lives with her other grandpa down at Merle's Inlet. She's doing really good. KN4TFW.
KT. Yeah, I just, you know, I've been with Courtney for a couple of years now, and her kids are great, and, you know, I definitely worry about them and what they're getting into. We've already had to have a couple of hard discussions with the 14-year-old about stuff he was getting into that he shouldn't have been getting into. And, you know, he definitely has a tendency to push those boundaries. So, you know, I kind of worry about him in the future. He's also not really planning for anything, and, you know, that's also a bit of a concern. But hopefully he'll snap out of that here in the next year or two.
A lot of blue lights at 68, but it's on the northbound side.
Yeah, he wants to sit on the couch and play video games 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you just can't really get him to get off the couch to do anything. And I'm hoping it's just a phase, and I hope I don't have to take away the game console permanently. But yeah, if he doesn't start doing something with his life, you know, he's gonna be stuck in this rut for a long time.
On that, yeah, I ain't too much on video games. I lied to you, that's 66. But yeah, when the granddaughters come over last weekend, man, they wanted to throw the baseball and throw the football and that, and then we played some board games. So me and Susan trying to learn some new board games and that to be able to teach them how to do some stuff.
Okay, 04HKX.
Man, how's it going, Patrick?
Good to see you, or good to hear you anyway. How deep's the snow? KN4TFW.
And I'm not having a good start to this morning, so y'all carry on. I just want to let you know I was here, finally.
You still had a pulse.
I don't feel like it. My head's still stopped up. Still, throat's still raw. We come out this morning, the doors are froze shut on the excursion. Then get in it, and the battery's dead. So it's just been an interesting morning.
Guys.
You were sick over the weekend or something?
I sat at the house all weekend. I didn't go anywhere or do anything.
For sure. Like, every single week, the kids are bringing something new home from school.
I got over about a week of being sick.
My head's still stopped up and my throat's still raw from my sinuses draining, but other than that, I feel fine.
A little bit stuffy still.
Messing around out here in the cold air trying to jump this thing off this morning and get the doors thawed out was no help.
Yeah, wake up first thing in the morning and nothing is going right.
And back to bed, right?
A red light's up here, so let me find out what's going on. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, they probably closed down the road or something, right? If nothing else could possibly go wrong this morning.
Looks like there's been a wreck. So they're flagging me by, though.
Closed down the whole thing.
Looks like somebody found
who learned to
connect the cars. It doesn't look like anybody's hurt, so just some tore up sheet metal.
I had some blue lights when I got on the interstate.
Not far yet, Ken, but should be there shortly.
The road's dried out before it froze up here, but there's still spots where it's ponded and running across the road you got to be careful of.
Whole dry air moved in, and there was enough heat left in the roads that it's all pretty dry now. 85 is completely dry. 58, and I don't see any lights, Ken, so whatever they did, they finished it up, I think.
It's 66.
I don't see any slowdowns on Google Maps on the southbound side, so hopefully there's not too much rubbernecking.
Three county cars had a car pulled over. I learned the game cribbage over the weekend.
I used to play that when I was a kid. I couldn't remember now, but I think we had that... My grandmother used to play it, and I think the rest of us learned it.
I guess you could say it's kind of like a card game. It's just cards, but, you know, there's very few cards played. It's the score, and it's hard to remember.
We're at home and having a great fun time with it.
Do that all the time when we were kids.
Kids how to play Texas Hold'em. I almost went pro back in like 2008-2009. Decided not to. I'm glad I did. I've been playing poker for a long time, so they're having fun with it, and Tommy, he's kind of scary sometimes with what he can do, but it's a fun game.
That Texas Hold'em one, or what they play on the TV show when you watch them, and that I don't care for that.
It's tough sometimes. It's a lot. There's a lot of psychology to it, and it's a whole lot more about reading people than it is about playing cards. You know, I always say play the player, not the cards. And as soon as I learned that, I got a little bit better at it. Oh, here are your blue lights. They're spaced apart quite a bit. They got one on the entrance ramp there, and then one just before it on the highway.
Right on, so I only saw the one right there at the entrance. They have a few icy spots at the plant, I'd imagine.
They'll be gone very shortly after sunrise, I'm sure.
It's funny, the sun was melting the dew on the roof, just running down the gutter and then freezing when it got to the concrete.
But I've got 38 degrees, so hopefully nothing frozen.
Got a lot of little freeze pop-off things that when they get down to 34, they pop open and then it runs until the city water, the warmer groundwater gets to it, and then it shuts back off.
It's just 32 up here. It's just right at freezing. So I figured it'd be a little warmer down there.
Hey, Spartanburg.
It's as cold as they said it was going to up here this morning.
And the email said there's 40 in the class.
I'm going to stop at Chick-fil-A this morning. I just missed the exit for the one I usually go to at 63. Not sure where the next one is.
I'm at Pelham Road, but you may not want to get off there.
It's faster, 24/7.
Is it time for me to move to the 285 or KO4HK, USY?
USY.
K and 4 TFW, QSY.